B-Pod Studios.
Today on Talkin' Rock with Meltdown.
Lots to get to today with Michael Polson from Volbeat on the Talkin' Rock with Meltdown podcast. We wish him a happy belated birthday. What's it like to have a birthday on April Fool's Day? He'll tell us. Plus, he'll tell us about the success they've had here in America, now looking for their ninth number one mainstream rock song.
Yeah, that's crazy. You know, I still don't get it.
He tells me what he's been doing during quarantine. We talk about the band's latest single, Leviathan, as well as the last decade of Volbeat. They've pretty much gone from obscurity to now a headlining band.
You know, everything has been going really fast because, you know, we've been so much on the road, and, you know, we're road dogs.
Plus, we'll put the spotlight on a younger band called Red Rain out of Virginia and talk with drummer Sammy Lee. It's Michael Polson from Volbeat on the Talkin' Rock with Meltdown podcast.
This is Talkin' Rock.
Talkin' Rock.
Your backstage pass to some of your favorite rock artists. Here's your host, Meltdown.
No rest for the weary. We are back at it again, the Talkin' Rock podcast. Thank you so much for checking it out. Michael Polson from Volbeat coming up first here today. Of course, their latest record, Rewind, Replay, and Rebound. We get into that, talk about the latest single, his birthday, of the last decade of Volbeat right here in the States, like I mentioned in the intro. Then we talk with Sammy Lee from a band called Red Rain. They're a band out of Virginia, and they're like just a straight-up American rock band. They did tour support with Tesla. They play with the Lita Ford, Kix, Jackal, Extreme, all sorts of bands. And so I thought I'd like to give them a little bit of a spotlight as well here at saying the Talkin' Rock with Meltdown podcast. If you like this podcast, give it a 5-star rating on Apple and iTunes and all that kind of stuff. I would appreciate it. Go back and check out, I mean, just last week I had Greg Upchurch from Three Doors Down, David Ellefson from Megadeth, and David Coverdale from Whitesnake. Also, Jay from the Rival Sons, forgot about that, did this Instagram live with him and then just transferred it over here to the audio stuff. And that was really cool. Jay from Rival Sons actually doing a little bit of singing on the podcast as well with his guitar in hand. So there you have it. Like I mentioned, coming up here in this interview, I saw Volbeat for the first time play St. Andrews Hall here in Detroit about 10 years ago. And St. Andrews Hall is a place that holds about 1,000. And it was pretty comfortably full with just all sorts of rock fans out there. And that was the first time I ever saw them. At the time, my friend was managing them. And so he asked me to come out and see him. And I'm like, sure, man. And of course, we all know what's happened since then. I mean, Volbeat's like a mainstay in the rock arena nowadays, opening up for bands like Metallica and Slipknot and the whole thing. So these guys have really grown over the past decade. We get that here coming up in just a little bit. In the meantime, it's Michael Polson from Volbeat today on the Talkin' Rock with Meltdown podcast.
Things are good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Just, you know, locked down the whole thing. How are you making out through this time?
Yeah, you know, the whole world is a little bit weird and crazy these days. So, but you know, I'm just happy that my family and friends and people around me are doing good. So, I don't have anything to complain about, even though times are getting tough and weird. But hopefully mankind can learn a thing or two about treating the whole world the right way.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of funny because your record, the Rewind, Replay, and Rebound record almost seems like a theme for 2020, because all I've seen on TV is replays and rewinds. And then I guess it's going to be time to rebound coming up here pretty soon, right?
Yeah, you know, you're pretty much spot on. That could be a thing. So, yeah, it certainly makes even more sense, huh?
Yeah, I was thinking about this before I talked to you. You're probably watching all sorts of replays of old boxing matches and everything, like I've been doing with hockey.
Yeah, definitely. You know, that's funny you say that, because it's like this morning when me and my girl woke up, she said, why didn't you come to bed? What were you watching? I said, I was watching this old fight with Tyson and Lennox Lewis. And there's this, you know, 3 hours of documentary about the fight. I said, oh, man, it's such a long time since I saw that. So suddenly I was just stuck in the couch and, you know, yeah. So you're pretty much spot on.
Yeah, my wife says the same thing. She's like, what year is this hockey game from? 1997? I'm like, yeah, it is. That's what happens.
Yeah.
So, hey, real fast, happy belated birthday. Now, I know you probably don't know how to answer this question since you only have one birth date, but what's it like having an April Fool's birthday? Can you relate to anything else other than that or what?
No, you know, at this time it was very very quiet and laid back. It was only me and my girlfriend and our daughter, and you know, that was fine because sometimes I pull up these big parties. You know, it's a good way of, you know, getting all your friends and family together. And other times I just don't even want to use so much any time on my birthday. So it's this time around, it kind of felt wrong if you were saying, "Yo, let's celebrate me," and like, you know, when now that everybody else around me is dying, so it would be wrong somehow. So it was very, very laid back. We were just enjoying some good food and, you know, just relaxing. You know, it was pretty much just a normal day, and I'm totally fine with that. I'll have my big party when everybody feels more ready and safe to do something.
Yeah, to celebrate. Yeah, no doubt. So you got this new single, Leviathan, of course, and the original video as the live, you know, kind of the live feel, which is kind of a lost art. You know, back when I was a kid growing up, there was all sorts of live videos. And you guys just dropped this bootleg official live today. Talk about the new single.
Yeah, new single, Leviathan, is from our latest album, Rewind, Replay, Rebound. Very proud of the song. It was one of the early, maybe one of the first 3-4 songs that we wrote for the album. It has great energy, great opening riff that Rob was writing, and I said, I can totally use that riff. So I start writing around the riff, and suddenly we had this Leviathan song. And you know, the lyrics is about this young kid who every morning wakes up and look out of his window, and he kind of reflects on life in a very early age, and is pretty much aware of the world is kind of a mess and could be a better place if people know how to behave and treat other people. So he believes he makes a deal with the big Leviathan out there in the ocean, because he needs certain muscles and power to, you know, to clean up the world so he can wake up for a brighter day.
Yeah, and you're, I mean, obviously you guys are looking to make it your 9th number one at mainstream rock radio, right?
Yeah, that's crazy. You know, I still don't get it. It's like, we're, you know, Denmark is such a small country, and it's crazy that, you know, at us 4 people in Volbeat suddenly have this weird record being that European band who have most number one hits in American radio. You know, it's crazy, but you know, at the same time, I'm so thankful that the American radio stations are embracing the Volbeat music, because it means a lot to us, and it's such a great promotion for us. You know, coming from a small country like Denmark and get a lot of airplay over there in America, we're so thankful. So, yeah, thank you very much.
Now, so the first time, I was thinking about this earlier today, the first time I saw you was right here in Detroit when I saw Volbeat, and I want to say it was around 2010 or somewhere about there. And the last couple of times I've seen you guys play was, of course, on the Metallica tour, where you guys got your whole full set in. Unfortunately, the Avenged Sevenfold didn't, because they thought it was supposed to rain and they wanted to get Metallica on. But then I saw you guys with Slipknot last year. But tell me, like, if you can, in words, sum up the last decade of Volbeat in the 2010s.
You know, everything has been going really fast because, you know, we've been so much on the road, and you know, we're road dogs. You know, so there's been so much sacrificing when it comes to, you know, not seeing your family and friends at home, and your girlfriend or your wife. And so we've been dedicating a lot of our lives to the road, and been blessed to go out with great legendary bands like Metallica and lately Slipknot, and it's been great tour for Volbeat. We also have, by time, doing our own headlining shows in America, and that's been, a lot of the fans have been asking when we will come back to do a headline tour to get a full set. So that was what we were supposed to do now. You know, we were supposed to be in America now playing the full voltage set and have our great friends in Clutch with us. But then all this, you know, crazy thing happened with the corona. And right now we're just waiting, you know, like everybody else out there to get the green light and go out and do what we're supposed to do.
Could you ever have imagined in 2010 that in 2020 you guys would be playing your own headlining tour of America? I mean, if that were to happen.
I don't know, man. It's I just know that we've been working so very hard and dedicated. So, you know, if we were opening up for anyone or we had the opportunity to do our own shows, we were doing it. You know, it was all about doing what we love, and that's, you know, writing this music, being on stage, you know, and sharing it with the fans out there and everybody who just want to be part of it. But, you know, you cannot take success for granted in a huge country like America when you come from a very small country in Europe called Denmark. You know, we actually the first band in Denmark who has a career in America. You know, you have to go all the way back to, you know, like Merciful Fate or something before you actually find a Danish band who had success in America. So many years after that, we're capable of doing something like that. That's something that we're very proud of. So we basically, after Metallica was so kind to put us on tour with them in America, we just kept on coming back. Every year, you know, we would be playing America maybe two or three times per year, and we just kept on coming back. And we could see the ticket sales getting better and better for each time we got back. And we have a lot of great friends and fans in America, and we can't wait to come back and give them the full Volbeat show.
All right, last thing here for you. With the lockdown and stuff, what kind of advice or what do you want to say to the fans during this crazy time?
You know, I'm not, you know, it's, I can't really say anything else that hasn't been said, you know, because we basically just have to do what we have been told. And that is, you know, to be patient, you know, treat your people around you nice and stay, you know, have distance, wash your hands. Stay healthy, listen to what the government and the whole society is telling you, because that's the right thing to do. Because, you know, even though that everybody want to go out and do what we're supposed to do, and you know, we still have to, you know, be careful and take good care of each other, because if we don't, that's no chance that we can go out and do what we're supposed to do.
Yeah. Well, Michael, great to hear your voice. Always good talking to you. Of course, the record's out of Kick's Ass, and hopefully we'll see you here in 2020 in the States or sometime soon. So,
thank you so much, man. All right. Be safe.
Michael Polson today on Talkin' Rock. And I got to tell you, he makes a great point. It's like, yeah, you can really name the successful Danish bands on one hand. There's not many of them. And for a band to just come over to the States and really grow their crowd and really grow what they do and their popularity by, like what he was saying, being road dogs, man. They go out there and they play in front of the people. I think I've seen Volbeat 6 or 7 times. They've got this great bounciness to them as far as their music is concerned. I mean, some of the songs like Seal the Deal, I just never get sick of hearing. Stuff like that. But just a great band to check out live. And like I said, I've seen them in theaters. I've seen them in clubs. I've seen them on the big stage in front of 40,000 people opening up for Metallica. So these guys can do it all. And wishing them nothing but continued success right here into 2020 with their new album and all sorts of stuff.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Up next, it's Sammy Lee. He plays in a band called Red Rain. They're out of Virginia. And one of my friends is kind of working with these guys, wanted to give them a little bit of exposure. And I thought, sure, why not? I checked them out on YouTube, and they got some killer songs, and they're constantly working on some stuff. So we'll welcome Sammy onto the podcast. Sammy Lee, thanks so much for taking the time, man. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
All right. So the band is called Red Rain. So obviously you guys are a Virginia band, right?
That is correct.
All right. So give us like a little synopsis, a little history of the band and what people should know about the band.
So the band, band's a four-piece band. We're out of Richmond, Virginia, like you stated. We have been together for about 5 years, 6 years. The singer and I have been in and out of bands for 20 years. So we formed Red Rain. We're lucky enough to, and I'm just going to give you a quick synopsis of what's going on.
Sure, man.
We put out actually a self-titled CD and shopped that around to try to get some help. We found some help in who our publicist is today, which is Chip Ruggieri of Chipster PR.
Sure.
That took off to going and taking some of the songs, rewrite them. We worked with a gentleman named David Ivory, who has worked with Hailstorm and The Roots and some bigger names. And we took the five songs off our self-titled EP, a CD, and we put it on the EP. It's called Red Rain. It's a five-song EP. We rewrote the song, or reworked the songs, mm-hmm. put it out. That came out about almost 5 years ago, and since then we've been doing tour support.
Now, okay, you put out an EP 5 years ago, which mm-hmm. seems like a long time. So is there any new music coming out?
There's a lot of new music we have. We just haven't put it out yet, and the reason being is there's so many ways to try to, obviously in today's world, breaking a band is hard. We all know that. But, our goal was for a while to try to get out of the area. We were on with some big tours, and we were trying to build the fan base, and we've done really well. Every city that we have played has been really well received, and we've been very fortunate for that. Now, people weren't asking for new music. We get a lot of emails. We get a lot of inbox of when are you coming to this city, when are you coming to that city. So, obviously in today's world, barring the virus before that, everything's hard when you have to pay for everything and do all that. So it's hard. So, we are starting at the point, and now with the virus obviously hitting and concerts and shows are tough, we've been writing more now than ever. So we do have a lot of new music in the queue. I just don't know when it's going to be released yet.
Gotcha.
But it's coming. It's coming sooner than later.
So you went on tour, you did tour support with Tesla, and you've played with all sorts of bands that were pretty much like 80s bands. And, I listened to you guys, and I kind of got the vibe of late 80s, early 90s. That's kind of mm-hmm. the vibe I took from your band.
Okay. Well, listen, I tell people all the time, music is a subjective subject. We all know that.
Right.
I mean, what you might like, I won't like. You like blue, I like black. You like white. What
yeah,
I'm saying?
For sure.
And the other stigma that I think is with music is everybody says, you sound like the 80s or you sound like the 70s. My whole thing is, and we do have sort of an 80s sound to it because those were the bands that we love.
Right.
I'm a big Van Halen fan, David Lee Roth Van Halen fan. My singer's a fan of, and I'll just throw bands like Rat and Poison or Queensryche. I mean, we all have those influences. They're there. But here's the one thing that I keep trying to explain to people is when you like a song, it's a good song. I don't know what era it comes from and don't really care. If you love Elvis Presley, you love Elvis Presley. So are you going to say, well, you're just really stuck in the 60s or 50s? So I don't like the stigma of, hey, it's 80s, but we do have that flair. So and to be honestly, it's a compliment.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not saying nothing derogatory. It's like
not at all. I didn't want it to come off like that.
No. But we were just talking about it before we got on that, look, Greta Van Fleet from right here in Michigan, I mean, they sound like they just walked out of 1970s, and it's
yeah,
like And so sometimes what's old is new, and it's happened a lot of times with everything from the, from the Black Crowes and whatnot. The first song I heard you guys play, and I can't remember which one it was when I was just listening to you guys here in the studio, it reminded me of the band The Four Horsemen, which I don't even know if you know who they are.
I've heard of them. I'm not sure I've listened to them.
Okay. So they were like this, they were like this bluesy rock, like early 1990s rock band that I really dug growing up. And they kind of fizzled out a little bit, but that's kind of the first vibe I got. from listening to your guys' stuff. So you talked about influence and stuff. Like, what kind of stuff influences you?
Well, I'm a Van Halen fan. So one thing that I like as a drummer, and I'm the drummer of the band, but I like double bass. I like having two bass drums on stage. I like the double bass aspect of a band. So I try to bring some of that, not all of it. I'm not as good as Alex Van Halen. Don't ever claim to be, but I try to bring some of that sort of boom drum sound, you know, and just loud and, you know, sort of just hard hitting drums. My bass player, Larry, he's a sort of, and I don't want to speak for them because they all have different, but, you know, I know he loves Queensryche, and he's a big Rush fan, obviously. So his influences come from some of that.
Wow, yeah.
You know, Stevie is the youngest guy in the band, not by much, but young, but, you know, loves the Dokken and Poison and those kind of influences. And our singer, Bubba, has a wide variety. He goes from 70s to metal to other stuff. So we bring, obviously, you know, when you it's like anything else you do, you know, when you listen to something over and over and over and over again, it's in your brain somewhere. But we also, the thing about us is our writing, and I'm only speaking for my band, is, you know, we're just writing songs that we like to play that are fun.
Mm-hmm.
And we think the one thing about this EP is, and I don't know if you've heard all of it yet, is there is a song on there for everybody. So I'll go through them real quick. The first song is Not That Way. That is more of your just sort of little party song. It does have that 80s flair to it, but it sticks in your head. Trust me, you'll listen to it two or three times, you'll be singing it. Toxic, the second song, is a little heavier. It's got a lot of more double bass into it. It's a little darker, a little heavier. So those for the harder rocker fans. Chains, double bass all the way through, but a little more melodic. So you have a little more melody into that song. And then when you get to the title track, Red Rain, that is just an aggressive hard rock tune. It is a power rock tune. It starts from beginning to end, from 0 to 60. And then of course, as any other band has, you got to have a love ballad. And so we have one of those on there. So that is What Is Love For. So there's a little bit for everybody there. And all we ask is for people just to take a chance to listen. You might not like it, and that's cool too. Just take a chance.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, you got to listen to it. Hey, to go into a couple other different topics here real fast. So
sure.
You're from Richmond. So who's your favorite NASCAR driver?
I haven't followed NASCAR lately, but I will tell you, I was a Rusty Wallace fan, the number two car.
All right, there you go, Rusty. I've done some stuff with Rusty before out here at Michigan International Speedway. So,
yep, went to Richmond a couple times and saw him race. Yep.
Yeah, Richmond, boy, night race. I would love to get down there and check that out, man.
It's great.
You. Yeah, no doubt. All right, final thing here for you, since you're in a rock band, and it's like just from listening to your music, I just got this whiskey flavor. So American or Irish whiskey, what are you into?
I'm a big bourbon drinker.
Okay.
So I have been drinking a new bourbon that my brother has a friend who is a rep of this, but there's a new bourbon out called Horse Soldier, and I love it.
Horse Soldier, okay.
It All is right. awesome.
Well, in this time of quarantine, I have a bottle in the front seat of my car right now for later. But but yeah. Well, listen, Sammy Lee, man, thanks so much for the time. Red Rain, you can check out the EP and all the stuff online. And give us your socials.
Okay, so by the way, just so, because we don't want to confuse everybody, it's Red Rain, but it's R-E-I-G-N.
Right, exactly.
So,
yeah, there you go.
Red Rain. So we're on Facebook, Red Rain, R-E-I-G-N band. Our website is redrainband.com. We're also on Instagram, and I wish I could tell you all the more where we are. I don't really do the socials. I don't really understand that much. As far as music goes, we're on every downloadable music site that you can find. We're on Apple Music. We're on Google Music. We're on Amazon Music. We're on Spotify. So anywhere that you can find downloadable music, we're on. And, again, all we ask is you take a listen. You may not like it, but – you know, I'm trying more as I get a little bit older to try out new rock bands. And so, and that's what I'm doing. So I hope some other people do that as well.
There you have it. Sammy Lee from a band called Red Rain on the Talkin' Rock podcast. And of course, Michael Polson from Volbeat before that. Thank you so much for listening. If you've made it this far, a 5-star rating on Apple or iTunes would be appreciated. And of course, subscribe, because we have some killer interviews lined up this week. As even as I record this right now, we're getting ready to open up the phone lines to all sorts of different bands, different genres, and that kind of thing. So I got a lot of work cut out for myself this week, but we'll get it all cranked up And, of course, have some more content for you guys later on. In the meantime, subscribe, 5-star ratings, the whole thing. And, of course, as always, thank you so much for listening.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.